This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis was sworn in for his second term Tuesday, along with the rest of Colorado's statewide elected officials. The ceremony on the steps of the Capitol included an F-16 flyover and 38 cannon shots, symbolizing Colorado's status as the 38th state. Also sworn in Tuesday were Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera, Attorney General Phil Weiser, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, and State Treasurer Dave Young. Because of term limits, this will be the final 4 years in office for all of them. Coloradans could be voting on another major housing proposal in November, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposed ballot initiative would put a fee on any real estate sales over $200,000 and spend the money on attainable housing projects focused on people with average incomes. The measure's backers haven't revealed themselves. Only their lawyers' names are listed in public documents. The state's title board approved the language of the measure. If there are no legal challenges, the next step would be to collect more than 100,000 signatures to make the ballot. Colorado voters just approved earmarking a portion of the annual state budget for affordable housing in the November elections. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down in December. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports decreased about 19% when compared to November. Decreases are common when students are on holiday or summer breaks. The program received more than 1,600 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and drugs. December reports included a student selling drugs to other students at school and a student pointing a toy gun at other students. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Metro Denver has the chance for snow today and highs in the 30s. In Colorado Springs, 45. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.